Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Natalie is here today for Am I Wrong? Natalie, what is up?
Hey guys. I need your input on this.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. We are here to input.
Good. Let me know if you think I'm wrong. I recently had a party at my place, and my brother James showed up, and he does this all the time, even though I've asked him not to. He comes over, and he brings his four-wheeler with him.
He brings his four-wheeler?
And, yes, all the time. I've asked him repeatedly not to. I have two kids. He brings it over, and of course, my kids always freak out, and they want to go on it. And he's more than encouraging. He puts them on, and he drives them around.
Yeah, kids love four-wheelers, man. Those things are sweet.
Yeah, he's trying to be, like, the coolest uncle ever.
Yeah, but moms do not like four-wheelers, okay? Like, they scare me to death. Like, do you know how many accidents happen on those things? Like statistically, there's so many that happen. And he makes it out to be a big joke. Like, he always brushes it off. Like, oh, come on, it's fun. We're having a good time. You're overreacting.
Right.
And I'm watching my kids. They're 7 and 8 on this. It's not like a kid's. It's a grown man's four-wheeler.
Yeah.
Like, it goes fast. It's big. All I see is, like, visions of them falling off and cracking their skulls. And then when I show concern, I'm telling him, like, get them off of there. I don't want them on there. Then he makes jokes. And it makes me look like the bad mom.
Yeah,
is what it does.
Like a big stick in the mud.
I become the bad guy.
All right. I mean, four-wheelers are super fun.
Is he on the four-wheeler with them, or are they, like, by themselves?
I mean, he's on there with them. But, I mean, still, like, all they have to do is, like, you know, adjust the throttle. And it kicks off, and then they kick off there. And then I have a hurt kid or a dead kid worse, you know?
All right, well, let's call James. Yeah, no, that would be horrible. I mean, it'd be some funny video, but, anyway. Let's call James and find out why he does this, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
Hello?
James.
This is James. Who's this?
James, hi. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, James.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Okay. Well, what's up?
We also have your sister, Natalie, on the phone.
Hey, James.
Hey, Natalie. What's up? What's going on?
Go ahead, Megan.
She told us that she's really annoyed that you keep bringing your four-wheeler over her house for parties and letting her kids get on it.
Yeah, why are you trying to kill her kids?
Oh, come on. It's a four-wheeler. It's as safe as a car. Come on, the kids love it.
No, we get all that, but she's saying it's not safe for her kids, and she doesn't want them on there, and when she tells you that, you make fun of her.
Well, it's safe, that's why, because, I mean, it's fine and it's fun. I mean, it ain't going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. It's smart kids.
I don't think she's worried about her kids being smart. I think it's you being...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
I haven't had any problem. What?
I asked you not to do it. Repeatedly, I asked you not to do it. And you always bring it around. You make me look like the bad guy. Then you make fun of me when I ask you to take them off. And it's not as safe as a car, okay? There's no door.
Well, every time I do it, nothing bad happens, so I do it again.
I don't want to wait for the next time.
That's exactly why Megan gets blackout drunk. Oh, sorry.
Good one.
Yeah, thanks.
The kids love it. You're so worried about everything. I mean, come on.
Okay.
No,
the kids love it.
I'm not worried about everything. I'm worried about the fact that my kids may break their neck when they're tooling around with you, and I ask you not to do it.
Right, okay.
Have you ever known me to wreck with the kids on there?
I don't want to hang around long enough for it to see that happen.
Yeah, we don't want to wait. Okay, hang on one sec, guys. Can you hang on one sec? Because we have some people on the line that want to comment. Hang tight.
About what might happen.
Okay, don't go anywhere. is this thing working? 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong in this case? Don from Palatka. Good morning. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Great, Don. What do you want to say about this? This dude who lets his niece and nephew ride around on ATVs and the mom don't like it.
I think it's good that the kids get out and get to adventure on things, and I think the mom's just jealous.
That is the most Palatka answer ever. I love it.
All my kids were raised on four-wheelers and everything, and they have a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, my uncle had two four-wheelers, and it was like my favorite thing ever to go over to his house because I knew we were going to have so much fun.
Right.
And I was like 10. I don't feel like that's too young.
No, it's not. My grandson's 5 years old. He had a four-wheeler of his own and a dirt bike.
See, I love a good four-wheeler myself.
Would you get your kids one, Mark?
My son has one.
Oh, he does?
It's like an electric one, because the HOA won't let us have a gas-powered one.
Oh, hashtag rich people problem.
Oh, yes, because not every neighborhood in Florida has an HOA. But if I could get, if I had like more land or something, I would totally get him a gas-powered one.
Yeah,
I'd get myself one first.
You do kind of need to live somewhere where there's like a lot of like woods, like. He lived out in like the farms.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Yeah. That's the thing. When you live in the burbs, it's tough. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I mean, you can go up and down your driveway at 45 miles an hour. It doesn't take you that long.
Right, exactly.
Like, this is boring. Andrea from Orange Park, how are you?
Yes. All righty. All right. I'll try to be quick about this.
Okay. Don't worry about it. We're low on spots, so you can take as much time as you want.
The question is, does he do it safely with them? Or is he being drunk and stupid and obnoxious with him?
I feel that safety is a relative term.
Well, okay, I've been in a quad runner accident. Uh-huh. It took 2 months that I couldn't walk. I have a friend that actually accidentally killed his son on a quad runner. Okay?
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh my
so,
gosh.
Yeah, that's the extreme. But on the other hand, if you're safe and, you know, you do helmets and you don't be stupid, then they can be fun.
Yeah, there are a lot of safety features. I know that there's power restrictors.
Right.
There's accelerator restrictors, so your kid can't, you know, pull the accelerator all the way. But, and you should never be drunk, especially when you're operating an ATV with a child, or without, really, I guess.
Or without a child,
yeah. You're right. No, safety first. But as long as he's being safe, I mean, I guess it boils down to the fact that she doesn't want her kids on the ATV, and they are her kids.
Right, yeah, and true. Where is he, you know, jumping on stuff, and is he spinning around real fast with them to where they're almost falling off, or is he just giving them nice kid rides?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know.
To me, that would be the biggest difference as to whether it's okay or whether it's not.
I'll tell you what, we went to a family reunion on a farm last July, and they had a golf cart.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say there was at one point 11 kids on this golf cart, and they took off.
See, that doesn't sound safe.
They took off into the woods, and after like 10 minutes, somebody turned to me and said, where are all the kids? And we all had to run. They got stuck in a patch of mud or something, so we all had to go push them out. But it was fun. I mean, we'll never forget it.
It was fine. Yeah, yeah, not like anybody got hurt.
No one was hurt. Only like two of them were crying. It was fine.
Perfect.
Hey, Kim from Lake City, good morning. What'd you want to say?
Well, I have two things. First of all, they're her kids, so if she wants them to do backflips and purple rompers to the dinner table, that's her decision. It has nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, they are dangerous. I buried my 10-year-old niece last year from a four-wheeler accident.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
You know, so they're her kids. He can't say anything, or he shouldn't say anything.
All right, so and that is true.
That is true. When it comes down to it, they are her kids.
I mean, yeah. I guess that is something we should keep in mind. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
It's really depressing. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, the mother's right. It's her children, and she has the right to say no.
So she can do whatever she wants. She can say no ATVs for you.
Right, because if her children die, she's going to suffer the most.
No, that is true. That is definitely true. Hey, thanks for calling. Well, James, look, pretty clear consensus here. They're not your kids. It is dangerous. She asked you to stop. You should just stop.
I'm an uncle. Come on.
Okay.
What?
Come on.
Also, you probably need a new phone.
Yeah, this doesn't sound so
when you
good.
Hit those
I'm
high registers.
Uncle. That's what uncles do. Come on.
Okay. Hmm. All right, well, she's asking you not to do that, is I think what you're missing, that's the point you're missing.
Yeah.
Well, what is that? why do we have to do what everyone else thinks?
Well, because they're her kids. She, like, owns them.
Yeah, but I'm the uncle.
Okay. Hang on. What? Hang on. Natalie, does he always talk so high when he's nervous, or is it just...
This is how he is. He goes all out with everything. The way he talks, the way he parties, the way he does everything.
Okay, yeah, you probably don't want someone who goes all out partying, driving your kids around on an ATV.
Yeah,
hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.